Good morning, and welcome to worship at St. John's. Let's begin our worship by rising and making confession before our God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open and all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. If we say no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse all unrighteousness. Most merciful God, we confess that we are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We've not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for you, and for his sake, God forgives you all your sins. To those who believe in Jesus Christ, he gives the power to become the children of God and bestows on them the Holy Spirit. The peace of the risen Christ be with you all this day and forevermore.
You need a place where you can find some shelter. Follow me there. Follow me there. You want a hand to hold, someone to help you? Follow me there. Come on, follow me there. Where love like a river flows, peace like you never know, joy never ending lives. A place where faith can find, hope that will never die. Follow me there. Come on, follow me there. You need a place to be your sanctuary. Follow me there. Come on, follow me there. Where you can lay down all those burdens you carry. Follow me there. Come on, follow me there. Where love like a river flows, peace like you never know, joy never ending lives. A place where faith can find hope that will never die. Follow me there. Come on, follow me there. Where the lost can find salvation and the lonely finds a friend. Where the sinner finds forgiveness. Won't you follow me there? Won't you follow me there? Where love like a river flows, peace like you never know, joy never ending lives. A place where faith can find hope that will never die. Follow me there. Come on, follow me there. Won't you follow me there? Yeah, follow me there.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. God, our Maker and Redeemer, you have made us a new company of priests to bear witness to the gospel. Enable us to be faithful to our calling, to make known your promises to all the world, through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
First lesson is found in Exodus chapter 19, verses 2 through 8a. The Israelites had journeyed from Rephidim, entered the wilderness of Sinai, and camped in the wilderness. Israel camped there in front of the mountain. Then Moses went up to God. The Lord called to him from the mountain, saying, "Thus you shall say to the house of Jacob, and tell the Israelites, you have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings, and brought you to myself. Now therefore, if you obey my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my treasured possession out of all the peoples. Indeed, the whole earth is mine, but you shall be for me a priestly kingdom and a holy nation. These are the words that you shall speak to the Israelites. So Moses came, summoned the elders of the people, and set before them all these words that the Lord had commanded him. The people all answered as one, "Everything that the Lord has spoken, we will do." The word of the Lord. Second lesson is found in Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 8. Since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God, through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand. And we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. Indeed, rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person someone might actually dare to die. But God proves His love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. The word of the Lord.
Please rise for the reading of the Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to Matthew from the 9th chapter. Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into the harvest." Then Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out, to cure every disease and every sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles. First, Simon, also known as Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector, James, son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus, Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, the one who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions. Go nowhere among the Gentiles, enter no town of the Samaritans, but rather go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, proclaim the good news. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. You received without payment. Give without payment. Take no gold or silver or copper in your belt, no bag for your journey, or two tunics or sandals or a staff. For the laborers deserve their food. Whatever town or village you enter, find out who is in it, who it is worthy, and stay there until you leave. As you enter the house, greet it. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. If anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, shake off the dust from your feet as you leave that house or town. For truly I tell you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah on that day of judgment than for that town. See, I am sending you out like sheep into the midst of wolves. So be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. Beware of them, for they will hand you over to councils and flog you in their synagogues. You'll be dragged before governors and kings because of me, as a testimony to them and the Gentiles. When they hand you over, do not worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say. For what you are to say will be given to you at that time. It's not for you to speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child, and children will rise against parents and have them put to death. And you will be hated all because of my name. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to the next. For truly I tell you, you will not have gone through all the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. The Gospel of the Lord. Grace and peace to you from God the Father and Jesus the Christ. How many of you can remember back to your elementary school years? Yeah, that long ago. When recess was about choosing teams for some recess game, everybody wanted to be chosen, especially by the later leader who was used as to lead successful teams. As your classmates were chosen and you were not, you were disappointed. If you're one of the first chosen, you probably felt very proud of yourself for being a person of some worth to the team. When it was time to choose athletic times, it was very often that the same ones were chosen first. Now, do you think it's possible that God has chosen a particular group of people to be on His team? Then do you think that He's not chosen others? So where are you? Do you feel like you've been chosen to be on God's team or not? The suggestion that any group has a special designation from God is unsettling to those who are working to create tolerance and mutual understanding between religious traditions. Has God really chosen only one of them? Well, what then about these verses in Exodus that tell us the first selection of a group by God? Moses and his followers have arrived at Sinai, where they will remain for the better part of the next 2 years. And while events transpire, while they're recounted in the rest of Exodus, all of Leviticus, and the first part of Numbers, Moses goes up to the mountain of God. And God then tells Moses to tell his followers that they have been chosen by God to be a kingdom and a nation that keeps God's covenant and sets an example of holiness to the rest of the world. Duly elected, the people in one voice agree to serve. Now, unfortunately, we all know how long that lasted. The Lord's choice of the people at Sinai is often misused to promote the idea of superiority. You were chosen. Now I ask you, what do you know about yourself and about those around you? Have you been chosen? The invitation and challenge to Moses' followers to become God's people was truly a pivotal point in history. But it was not the first time. God's choosing has been going on for a long time. As the Lord reminded Moses, God dealt with the Egyptians to free the Israelites, and now He's carried them out on eagle's wings out of captivity. God's prodding, directing, and enticing is going on constantly in our lives. For us, it is a thread that will go for the whole length of our lives. God's selection of us to be His people can be understood as an experience that people who approach God from different directions really do have a lot in common. Rather than being a status marker that elevates one group above the other, God chooses everybody, all of His children. Now, before you get all too excited about being chosen, the selection by God entails responsibility. We must not be lured into the attitude that we think of ourselves as God's special people, singled out for special favors, exempt from the worst penalties for bad behavior. Nope. Scripture will point out for us the selection of the Israelites was anything but the granting of special privileges. Selection might be better understood is that you've been chosen for a job, a mission, to be, in the words that we find in Exodus, a priestly kingdom and a holy nation. To be chosen, you now have a job. So, if we go back to the recess selection, if you've been chosen to be on a team, then you have a responsibility not to commit errors, do your best to move the team forward, follow the rules, and help your teammates succeed. The Levites, to which Moses belonged, functioned as priests for all of Israel. So now, all of Israel is to be the priest, the holy servant to all, the nations and the world. To fulfill this role required difficult disciplines. The hardest part, obeying the Lord and keeping the covenant. The details of this covenant, which are about to be spelled out at very great length in the rest of Exodus. God's call is for special responsibility. It must not be seen as special honors for a favored few, but rather as a mandate to all nations and to all people and to all religious communities. Yeah, every one of us. Though Scripture speaks to us almost exclusively of the select as a chosen people, there has been untold amount of theological wrangling over the years, focused on which persons have been picked by God and which rejected, and how to tell the difference. It is better to look to see what job has chosen for you. God does choose persons for special tasks. At the burning bush, Moses is given a Herculean one. And almost immediately, though, God forecasts the extension of that call to the whole people of Israel. Moses will lead them to the very mountain on which he received his instructions, and they will receive their instructions. While at the mountain, they hear what the Lord has destined. What is the Lord destined for them and expects of them? This motley crew of Israelites will become the people of Israel, a constituted nation with one identity and, at least for this one moment in time, one purpose. Their first act as a holy nation was to speak together in unison as one. Everything that the Lord has spoken, we will do. Now, to read the story of arrival of the whole congregation of Israel at the foot of Mount Sinai is to read about points of interaction between God and the people. And the record of these encounters raises some questions for us. What was the unique call of the congregation of Israel? Today, what is the unique call for St. John's of Sydney? In what ways was the congregation of Israel uniquely blessed? Think, in what ways has St. John's been uniquely blessed? Where have the needs of each of us and St. John's as a community come together with God's provision? As the nation entered into the desert exiting Egypt, they soon ran out of food and water. God provided. Each day they had manna to eat, and God brought forth water from the rock. What needs of St. John's has God provided? As the story in Exodus continues, Moses, as representative of the people, then went up on the mountain. And on the mountain he heard God's voice and received God's instruction for the people. In this text, it seems to be a clear line of communication. There seems to be a clear and order chain of command. God spoke to Moses. Moses spoke to the people. The people were expected to take Moses' words as God's word. Now, our world may not mirror the world of Moses. With good moral and theological and experiential reasons, many would not like to be a part of a hierarchical community. A community in which God spoke only to the pastor, in which the pastor was the sole voice of God for the people. So in our daily world, where then do you hear God's voice? Are there times for you that I become the voice of God for you all? I hope so. Are there times when you, the people, are the voice of God for me? Oh yeah, absolutely. Are there times when I hear God saying, and what you hear God saying are not the same? Yep, that happens. Very importantly, how can St. John's be the voice of God to this community of Sydney, Ohio? Using the imagery of the eagles, God told Moses, I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. The imagery of God, the eagle, carrying us is stirring. This imagery tells us that God's initiative is all important, that God's choosing Israel fills Israel's life with meaning. Indeed, it was essential for Israel humbly to remember that its very being is an expression of God's will. It's very important for St. John's to humbly remember that we all are an expression of God's will. The congregation of Israel was asked to believe that it was chosen by God and carried toward its destiny by God. Now, there's obviously some danger of arrogance if we would accept that St. John's has been chosen by God and carried forward to our destiny by God. We need to think about the ways that those wings will continue to carry this congregation forward. The writer of Exodus does not want the congregation of Israel to think only of their selection. The writer wants the congregation to give equal attention to those responsibilities they've been given, those responsibilities that come with being carried by the eagle. The writer wants the congregation of Israel then, and St. John's today, to see that we must choose to accept God's responsibilities. The words of God to the people are, if you obey my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my treasured possession out of the peoples. The emphasis in that verse is the word if. The emphasis now fails on the response of the people of St. John's. What about our if? Will we obey God's voice and keep the covenant? Will we face our responsibilities that come with the blessings that we receive? Do we acknowledge that those wings that have carried us over the years, not only to times of splendor, but also to points of great need? This reading today closes with the people affirming that they would do absolutely everything that Moses had asked them to. But as the story moves forward, it becomes clear that this was a promise that was beyond their ability to keep. Now, there's a temptation for us to say, thank God we're not like them. This, of course, would be a misstatement on our part. We need to acknowledge that now as then, there's a gap between what we are and what we aspire to be. This gap, however, does not signal the end to this story. For the congregation of Israel goes on. For the congregation of St. John's, as it continues on its journey into the future. You have been chosen. You all have been chosen. As we move forward, doing God's will. Amen. Please rise. Let's affirm our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. He rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The offering plates are at the back door and at the front door. We're not passing them because it's a source of contamination. Thank you for your continued bringing your offerings in. Let us pray. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, maker of all things. Through your goodness you have blessed us with these gifts. With them we offer ourselves to your service and dedicate our lives to the care and redemption of all that you've made. For the sake of him who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. As we are called into unity with one another, let us pray for all of humanity. Holy One, you bring us together and call us your own. Bless all those who help us to grow in faith. Guide your church that we might be your presence in this community. Hear us, O God. Holy One, the whole earth is yours. Help us to restore the damage that we've created. You have given us your creation, and we ask you to inspire us to care for what you've provided. Hear us, O God. Holy One, we see your humanity have trouble seeing each other as created in your likeness. We've created divisions that you did not intend. Raise up leaders who will work to develop reconciliation. Encourage organizations and individuals to foster unity. Hear us, O God. Gracious God, during this time when we will be meeting to possibly call a new pastor, be with each one of us. Put your thoughts in our heads. Let us know what your will is, and may your will be done. Hear us, O God. Holy One, during this time of personal stress, we ask for an extra measure of your care for those who are harassed and feel helpless. Protect and defend those who are abused. Bring healing to those who are sick. Feed all who hunger. Empower us all to use our voices for those who are going unheard. Hear us, O God. Holy One, as you bring all people to yourself, we give thanks for your holy ones who have called you into your presence. Let them be our hope in the resurrection. Hear us, O God. O God, receive the prayers we offer, both loud and silently. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It's indeed right and salutary that we should at all times and in all places offer thanks and praise to you, O Lord, Holy Father, through Christ our Lord, who rose beyond the bounds of death on this day, and as he promised, poured out your spirit of life and power upon the chosen disciples. And this the whole world exalts in boundless joy. Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth. In mercy for our fallen world, you gave your only Son, that all those who believe in him should not perish but have eternal life. We give thanks to you for the salvation you prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Send now your Holy Spirit into our hearts, that we may receive our Lord with a living faith, as he comes to us in his Holy Supper. Amen. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, he gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you and for all people. Do this in remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup. He gave thanks and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood that has been shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me." As we've been gathered together by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as our Lord taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Lord Jesus, now that we've received your assurance of forgiveness, we gather at this table to share in the meal that you've provided. We give thanks for your real presence with us in this bread and wine. All who believe in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ are welcome at his table for the meal he's provided. Accept his invitation and come to the banquet. All is now ready.
Sometimes it feels like I'm watching from the outside. Sometimes it feels like I'm breathing. Am I alive? I won't keep searching for answers. Darn it, if I'm blind. All I know is I'm not home yet. This is not where I belong. Take this world and give. So when the walls come falling down on me, and when I'm lost in the current of raging seas, I have this blessed assurance holding me. All I know is I'm not home yet. This is not where I belong. In this world begins.
Let us pray. Jesus Christ, host of this meal, you have given us not only this bread and cup, but your very self, that we may feast on your great love. Filled again by these signs of your grace, may we hunger for your reign of justice. May we thirst for your way of peace, for you are Lord forevermore. Amen. Now receive this blessing as a redeemed child of God, and rejoice, you have been chosen. Amen. Depart now with the promise of Christ in your heart, and share this gospel message with all that you meet. Thanks be to God.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.
You.